Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of September 2018. Supreme Court has allowed the sale of Ceridin, Piriton expectorant and DART which were in the list of 328 fixed dose combination, FDC, drugs banned by the center. Supreme Court has observed that principle of molding of relief could at best be resorted to at the time of consideration of final relief and the main suit and not at an interlocutory stage. Supreme Court has dismissed appeals filed by officials who were accused of receiving bribe of 800 rupees from a shop owner and upheld their conviction for accepting bribe. Supreme Court has extended house arrest of rights activists in Koregaon Bhim case and observed that it will examine 2 days later whether there is material supporting the arrest of the activists. Tripura High Court has acquitted a man accused of attempting to commit rape charges, observing that it is, at best, a case of fondling and to attract the offense of attempt to rape, slightest penetration of whichever degree is essential. Delhi High Court has sought response from 3 major private hospitals on a plea alleging violation of court order on providing free treatment to economically weaker section, EWS, category. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi University to keep the EVMs secured which are used in the student union election, on a plea by 3 candidates of the Congress-backed NSUI challenging the polls. Bombay High Court has ordered the Divisional Commissioner, Konkan Region to conduct an inquiry and report within their months to the Principal Secretary, Revenue and Forest Department of Maharashtra Government as to how 160 illegal bungalows were allowed to be built up in Alibag. Bombay High Court has ordered a total freeze on the destruction of mangroves in the state and said that the destruction of mangroves across the state cannot be permitted for any use unless the court finds it necessary for the public good. Bombay High Court has ruled that charging people under Section 295 of Indian Penal Code merely for questioning superstition and traditional authority violates Articles 14 and 19 of the Constitution of India. Madras High Court has initiated SUO Mato contempt proceedings against BJP National Secretary H. Raja, for his alleged derogatory remarks against judiciary. Patna High Court has reprimanded CBI for its failure to comply with an order directing it to hand over the Muzaffarpur shelter home rape case to the agency's special director. Hyderabad bench of CESTAT has held that the value of goods which the assessee received from the sister plant and sold in the market constitutes trading activity and the value of such trading is to be calculated in the amount of CENVAT credit to be reversed. Delhi bench of ITAT has held that penalty under Section 271AA of Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be levied if assessee surrendered the income during the course of assessment proceedings. Kerala High Court has allowed an assessee under the Kerala Value Added Tax, KVAT, to remit the tax arrears in 10 equal installments.